Thank you and good afternoon. At a press conference held this morning in Eureka, the County Department of Health and Human Services have issued an emergency declaration related to wildfire smoke and its health impacts for Humboldt County. Wildfires burning across the region for the past 8 weeks have caused degraded air quality from smoke, and areas in eastern Humboldt County, such as Weaverville and Hoopa, have faced the most adverse air quality. Today, the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District also declared the air quality in areas of Trinity County as hazardous, which is the highest rating on its AQI index. Residents should use caution when conducting outdoor activities, and the Department of Health and Human Services suggests if you decide to use a mask when outside, make sure it's the right size and fit. In a press release issued this morning, the Bureau of Land Management announced that temporary closures on several roads, trails, and campgrounds are in effect due to the Horse wildfire. That fire has burned over 250 acres of land along the Saddle Mountain Road east of Shelter Cove since ignition on Tuesday. 270 personnel from CAL FIRE and county agencies have been assigned to the fire, which stands at 12% containment. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation by CAL FIRE. Parts of Highway 36 were reopened this afternoon along the South Fork Mountain Summit and Lower Rattlesnake Road as progress continues in containing both the Mad River and Route Complex of fires in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. Road closures along Highway 36 have been in effect for weeks as both complexes have burned a combined 66,000 acres, and a meeting will be held at the Lamb Creek Christian Center tonight as U.S. Forest Fire officials provide status updates on both complexes. The Mad River complex stands at 65% containment as it continues to scorch land near Ruth Lake and communities along Mad River. The Route complex continues to burn in other areas of Mad River as well as Densmore and Hiapom, and the fires stand at 35% containment. Due to the wildfires across the region, the Garberville and Densmore airports have issued temporary flight restrictions, unless it's a firefighting aircraft. Humboldt State University begins the new academic year on Monday, and this week, incoming students have gotten the opportunity to explore and experience the qualities of the campus and the county as they moved into new housing. This week, students can head to the downtown area of Arcata and get a tour of the Arcata Farmers Market, as well as a tour of the businesses in that area. Over 1,500 incoming freshman students will be attending Humboldt State, which is one of the largest freshman classes the campus has experienced, and in total, over 8,500 students are expected on the first day. The first of 6 days of racing at the Humboldt County Fair in Ferndale began this afternoon, and the racetrack received huge improvements in preparation for the event. The track has seen new fencing on the back stretch of the track, and turns on the track have been banked and widened to improve safety. More than 240 mules and horses are on site at this year's fair as they participate in 26 scheduled races. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Two state transportation bills head to legislation. Dan Squire has more.
Two transportation bills that could dramatically affect California drivers have passed out of committee along party lines and now head to the legislature. One bill would raise the sales tax on gasoline in California by 12 cents per gallon. Currently, California drivers pay just over 42 cents per gallon of gas sold in the state. It's estimated that if enacted, the increased gas tax would raise about $4 billion annually. A second bill would raise vehicle registration fees by as much as $100 per vehicle, with the money from both measures earmarked for transportation funding. Republican lawmakers oppose both measures and have introduced legislation that would force Caltrans to cut back on waste and fraud and dedicate the savings to transportation infrastructure funding. A second bill would force the legislature to use money already earmarked for transportation infrastructure for actual infrastructure improvements and upgrades.
Thank you, Dan. The city of Eureka will be performing construction work on various roadways on Monday, and short delays near construction areas are expected. Work crews will be conducting street paving on Myrtle Avenue between Harrison and West Avenue, as well as S Street between Booner Street and Myrtle. Street paving will also be done at the bridge on Fairway Drive adjacent to the golf course, as well as Everdeen Street between R and T Street. Construction will take place from 7:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Monday, and at those same times again on Friday, August 28th. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.